meeting of November 6, 2017, Audit and Finance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electron Drive in Bridge, Alaska.
Here, so we're calling to order the Audit and Finance Committee meeting on November 6th. First item on the agenda, we have roll call. Directors on the committee present, we have Director Kenderson. Do we have someone on the phone?
Yes.
I'm actually on the committee now.
Yes. Okay. Director Reeves on the phone.
Yeah.
Director Reiser. Myself, and then we have director present who are not on the committee, Director Crawford. Is there anyone else on the phone?
Director Chastain.
And Director Chastain.
Would you mind turning that up?
Number two on the agenda is the approval of today's agenda. Is there a motion?
I move to approve the agenda.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Have approval of the agenda.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I don't need to know for
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Next item, we have number three, approval of the minutes from our meeting on August 9th.
I move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second for approval of the meetings from August 9th. Any discussion? Any comments on the meeting minutes? Okay.
Okay.
So, hearing none, all in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes unanimously. Are there any persons to be heard in attendance today? I saw none signed in. So with that, let's move on to item number five. So we have the CEO reports and correspondence in under item five. We will be going through the financials. Are there any questions on any other items that we will not be having a presentation?
Now, Chair, I just had a question as to where Northern Company's contract shows up in this report.
Okay, let me...
I'm sorry, in 5D.
5B. Let me get to that attachment.
D as in dog. D as in dog. Third quarter contract status report. I just looked for Northern Company and didn't see it there.
It is.
So, Director Reeves, we're looking into that. I'm also scanning to see that it's indeed not there.
Okay, I don't see it. I will research that and get back to you.
Okay, so we'll look into that, Susan. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on the operating budget report, capital tracking? This if we have some questions that come up. Okay.
So for now, we'll move on to new business. Item number six, and Sherry will talk to us about our capital credit payment.
Would you like me to make a motion, please?
Yes.
I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the resolution authorizing early discounted capital credit payments for 2018 not to exceed $275,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. And then we'll go into this.
Sure. So the last several years, we've authorized $250,000 for discounting program for the following year. And given the interest that we had last year, we came back to the board earlier this year and increased that by $25,000, bringing that amount to $275,000. And the memo that's attached, you can see how successful that program was. We spent almost all of that. So given the trend, we feel like we want to go ahead and set that rate or recommend that amount to be set at the same level that we had for this year at $275,000, hoping that the interest stays high and that we're able to utilize that full amount. So the recommendation for next year would be setting that level at the amount we amended it to in this year at $275,000.
Okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How does that benefit us, Sherry, as an organization?
So in the memo, there's some items, the goals of the plan. It reduces the administrative expense. So these would be people who have left our service territory, left our system.
So and when I read that, I'm understanding that to be we don't have to spend time chasing them. Is that what kind of how it saves money?
Right.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't
sure. And keeping their records.
Okay.
For the next 20-something years, right? And if they're able to go ahead, since they've left our system, take this, the discounted amount, then they come completely out of our system, and we don't have to try to find them every time we have a retirement or anything like that. So
can you tell me just a little bit more about? I know you've said this many times, but I refresh us here. So after how many times do we try to find them before we give up?
So that is not my area of expertise, but I think Tyler...
Just kind of in general. I mean, how long do we keep them?
You know, we're talking about your record.
Because
the folks that Sherry just talked to you about are people who
left
the system, and they've made themselves known to us and said, hey, I would like to take a discount for them.
Okay, so I'm digressing a little bit.
So I think the folks you're talking about are the people in, like, the retirement that's about to come up, that have left the system and we can't find them, right?
Right.
So then we have our list that we maintain, and we do our notices in the newspaper so they can go and look up the list and all that kind of stuff, which you probably
so for how long? How long do we? How many retirement cycles do we keep them active?
We do that for quite a while, Ron.
Really?
Yeah. There's attempts made to find people. They used to actually be literal lists of names in the paper.
We don't do that.
You recall that we have a whole section?
Yes.
We don't do that anymore with the law change, and now it's getting picked up on the internet. But yes, there's attempts made to find people, and there's general advertisements made, and people often come back to us and say, hey, you know, I was a member there at one time, and if that should happen, then their information is all updated and everything.
Okay, this gets them off the rolls, though.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, good.
Ben. Is your expert
right
there?
Yeah, it does. Okay. So, yeah, so that benefits us by, right, not having to keep, keeping them on our books and permanent equity benefits. But I guess it's good that last year we needed more than we had historically spent on this program. So that's good news. So, are there any questions in addition to these for Sherry? And this is still our we do this annually, but every 2 years is when we actually
are doing it. Retirements every year. The actual general retirement we will do every year.
But the payout,
the actual check.
We're talking about the retirement allocation versus the payout. Are they both yearly?
We are moving to yearly. We did every other year, and we found out people didn't
didn't appreciate that, so we went back to doing it yearly, and then we're issuing more.
I may remember
checks.
That now.
Rather than just giving them a credit on the bill, because no one really knew they were getting a capital credit retirement.
Okay. And then we don't give them just a credit on the bill now, right?
There is some that get a credit if it's a small amount, but most of them are getting a physical check.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, once you have capital credits, there is no timeline when you can come back and claim. So if you're gone for 20 years and you just decided, hey, I'm here, go find my amount, you'll still, still get it. So there's no timeline unless you do this process.
Okay, good.
So I think we have enough information, and so we have a motion and a second on the table. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Where did Jim go?
We did keep track of this number, so if I just get a heads up a little bit before we meet the meeting, if you guys ever wanted to know like the progress today through the year, you know, we'd be able to provide that as well.
Okay, thank you. And then we'll go into our financials presentation. Kathy will do that. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Time for our quarterly update on the financial statements. We'll take a look at our megawatt hour sales, our statement of operations, current balance sheet, and the statement of cash flows. What you're going to see today are numbers that look very similar to what you saw last quarter. Starting with our retail sales, we're about 1.4% over budget, just slightly above last year, primarily because of the increased sales we had in the first quarter because of the winter we had. And we see the same pattern with sewer on their megawatt hour sales, about 4.3% above budget, just slightly above last year's numbers. Again, also from the first quarter, higher sales due to the cold weather. And these higher sales translate into higher operating revenues, $4.4 million. But actually, the sales are just slightly above budget. Where a lot of this is coming from, $3.2 million, is economy energy sales, which we had not budgeted. So in addition to the economy energy sales, because we had to generate more energy for that, our fuel is our biggest variance there at $8.3 million. Some of that's economy energy sales. The other part of it is you see the purchase power is down by $2.9 million. That is because we had budgeted to do some purchases from MLMP earlier in the year. Those purchases didn't materialize, and we used our own generation and had to buy additional fuel to do that. Our other operating expenses are for the most part below budget for the year. The only variance on that is distribution is a little bit above, primarily because we're doing more distribution maintenance, more than offset by the reduction in the transmission maintenance we're seeing year to date. Total operating expenses are $3.7 million. All of that is pretty much the variance in the fuel. So on a year to date basis, our margins are 1.3 million dollars and $750,000 above what we had budgeted the first 3 quarters of the year. This next slide is basically our operating and interest expense pie, $161 million, but 69% of that is made up of purchase power, fuel, interest expense, depreciation, and amortization pieces that don't move very easily in the short term. And where we can control expenses between administration, general, and other through production, that's where we saw on the other slide where, for the most part, we're below budget for the year. The next slide is our asset side of the balance sheet. Not a whole lot of activity so far this year, $4.9 million total. Net utility plant, we have a few projects going on. You can see that in your capital tracking report. The big ones this year are really the last year of the AMI project, the multi-stage energy storage project, and we're getting going on the DeBarge substation upgrade. The other big change was discussed pretty extensively at the last quarter, and that is where we had the materials and supplies at Beluga where we reduce the amount of inventory and move them to the deferred charges. I know that was discussed last quarter, and there's a little paragraph on page 11 of your Q that talks about that too. The next is the liability side of the balance sheet, which is can be seen in more detail on page 4 of your 10Q. And the only big things moving around here are debt, but I'm going to hold and talk about that on the cash flow because it's actually a little bit easier to see on the cash flow, which is our next sheet. So we start here with cash flow from operating activities. This is interesting. It shows we start with assignable margins of $1.3 million compared to less than $200,000 over here this time last year in margins. Net cash provided by operating activities was about $19 million. Net cash used in investing activities, primarily extension and replacement of plant, of $23 million. So almost all of our investments this year have been covered by our operating expenses. We've had to basically borrow less than $2 million to fund our activities this year. We have a decrease in commercial paper, basically $17.2 million for the year. We have a net increase in long-term debt. That's the $40 million in bonds we issued earlier this year, less the $24 million in bond payments we've made during the year. So our change in cash and cash equivalents during the course of the year is $700,000. We started with $4.7 million and we're at $4.4 million at the end of the period. Pretty steady. Yeah. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Next on the agenda, we have executive session. Is there a motion for going into executive session?
I'll move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1, the Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session to discuss financial matters, immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances.
Is there a second? All in favor of going into executive session, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, we're into executive session now. Are we good? Okay, so we're out of executive session. And we're going to item 8, new business.
Taking a break.
Continue. We'll just about just have one.
This is the last night. Okay.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend management file the Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10-Q by the due date, incorporating any amendments to the documents which will be reviewed and approved by KPMG. Ms. Stewart and Ms. Hires will immediately inform the Board in writing of any material or significant changes.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Director comments. Let's start with Jim.
Thank you. I think we've made. I like the progress. I like the progress that we've made.
Okay.
I've been here to watch it. Great.
Thank you, Jim. Bettina.
Well, as was discussed when everyone was giving the reports, it was a perfectly boring meeting, and that was great. You want to have the Audit Finance Committee meetings that are perfectly boring. So I appreciate all the work that was done. Thank you.
Thank you, Bettina. Susan, do you have any director comments?
Happy birthday prematurely to Cece, and congratulations belatedly to Janet. We're going to miss her so much.
Don't make me cry.
Thank you, Susan, for making us cry. Janet?
I want to thank you all for making accounting interesting and exciting. So I think you put a lot of effort into that and have succeeded admirably. So thank you for that.
Then the directors who are not on the committee, Harry?
No.
Stuart?
I'm fine.
Okay. And I just wanted to echo the other comments before. And I wanted to thank KPMG for the continued educational topics and that will easier presentation that helps us follow better. That's much appreciated. Thank you, staff, for all your hard work. So with all that,
I'll move to adjourn.
Yeah.
You sure?
All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Motion passes. We're adjourned.
Boom.